I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The United Nations says the number of Somalis arriving in Kenya continues to grow by the tens of thousands. Medical Teams International's Bas van der Zoom says they were invited by both governments to help.
We are sending in staff and volunteers who are working in these clinics and providing medical care to hundreds of people every day.
Although this region has been hostile to the gospel,
we do believe that God is developing and carrying out the work of his kingdom in this place, and this is a strategic moment for us to step forward and to be present there and to show the love of Christ in what we do.
Next, the drug wars in Mexico don't seem to be getting any better. Last week, a town's entire police force quit after attacks. Juarez, Mexico remains dangerously violent. Buckner International's Dexton Shores says although there's risk in certain areas, they're seeing glimmers of hope. Last week, the Buckner Foster Group Home in Juarez put on a vacation Bible school.
63 people accepted Christ as Savior. Most of those that attended this year were actually teenagers, which to me says something about the desperation that's there, that teenagers are looking for hope.
And communist persecution can stop missionaries, but not radio signals. Tibet has a history of political resistance to the gospel. Words of Hope helps put on the Gwaelun Evening Radio program, but they've come against limitations by authorities and struggle with translation of their messages. Some words and ideas are hard to communicate in the Tibetan dialect. They're currently looking for a skilled translator to help advance God's Word. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to go on a short-term mission trip but can't afford it? How about a free trip to either India or Nepal to deliver blankets to the needy? Win the Global Action Mission Trip Contest and you can go for free. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.